Hey teachers, back to school is right around the corner. Have you been struggling to hear little Tommy talk in the back of the classroom or Susie ask you a question? Does the principal sound like he has a waste can over his head? Is that the bell I hear ringing? There's no time to waste. Jump on the bus now. Call Taylor Hearing Centers for your free test at 424-4600. Remember, all active and retired Arkansas teachers have up to $2,800 of hearing aid benefits to use every 3 years.
Hi, this is Brandon Barnes of Centennial Bank. We are always proud to support our local sports and want to welcome everyone to the Babe Ruth World Series. We're here for your banking needs during your stay. We want to wish every team the best of luck. Centennial Bank, Arkansas's community bank. Located at 665 Highway 62 East in Mountain Home. Member FDIC.
ASC Warranty has always been proud to support this community, and they are especially proud to be part of the 13-year-old Babe Ruth World Series. When it comes to your vehicle's protection, though, you don't need luck. You need ASC Warranty and their service professionals. Now that is a winning team. ASC Warranty, dedication, service, and integrity. A part of this community for more than 30 years. ASC Warranty.
Back at Pittsfield and McLean Family Park, and we are about ready to get this one started. It's Tallahassee, Florida, and Tri-Valley, California, and the Babe Ruth World Series Championship, this 13-year-old championship. Tallahassee is the visiting team, so they will bat first. It's Parker McDonald, the shortstop, leading things off here for Tallahassee. And the first pitch is taken for a strike. Strike to McDonald. Nick Bronzini is on the hill for Tri-Valley. A big lefty brings that pitch in, and it's fouled right side. It's out of play. It's 0-2 now. McDonald, West, and Parzich here in this first inning for Tallahassee. Bronzini, a big, tall lefty. He's ready to work again. Here's that 0-2 delivery, and it's taken on the outside corner for strike three. So one down, and that brings up the catcher, Jackson West, for Tallahassee. He'll bat from the left side. Uniforms for Tallahassee tonight. They've got the almost a dark gray, almost a blue tint to it. They've got the blue sleeves with the vest. Tri-Valley, with the camouflage tops with the red letters. They've got the red hats, the red socks, and the white pants. West ready to work again. He's going to – Bronzini misses outside to West. West, the leading hitter on this team on the season, hitting .658. Tallahassee, five players hitting over .500. That's on the season since they've got together as the All-Star team. 1-2 the count on West, with Parsich waiting to bat next. .658 the average. Next delivery is going to miss outside on this lefty versus lefty matchup. West the catcher, the right fielder Parsich will wait to bat next. Here comes the 2-2 delivery from Bronzini. Just missed off the outside corner. Well, looked like a pretty good pitch. 3-2 the count to West. Boy, that was tough to take for West. 1 down here in this first inning. Here comes the 3-2. Low and outside for ball four, and West works the walk out of him. So, one on, one down, and Parsich will come to the plate, the right fielder. He's one of the players hitting over 500, hitting .528 so far this season. These teams come out of league play, and they pick their all-stars and start playing, and get to their state tournament, then, of course, move on to the regionals and here to the World Series. Bronzini brings it to Parzich, and he fouls it back towards his own dugout up the first baseline. And strike one to Parzich. Cody Ashley, the third baseman, waiting to bat next. McDonald struck out to start the ball game. West with that walk. He's at first. 0-1 count on Parzich. Bronzini is set. He'll check the runner. The pitch is fouled back out of play. 0-2 now the count. Tri-Valley had the longest trip of any of the teams here in Mountain Home. 1,932 miles. Most of the players, they're from about three cities, but most of them from San Ramon, California, which is in central California, just east of San Francisco. Population there of San Ramon, just over 75,000. 0-2 the count now to Parzich as Bronzini will come set again. Looks at the runner. The pitch home is foul back out of play. Tallahassee, 730 miles from Mountain Home there in the Panhandle. 191,000 of the population. Of course, Florida State's there. They won the regional at Ocala, Florida, is where their regional was played. Nick Bronzini, the lefty, on the hill for Tri-Valley. Oh, and two, the count. Now time is called. Catcher wants to go talk things over with his pitcher, so Zach Roblin will head out there and talk things over with Bronzini. That sun is really tough right now. First base, second base, right field, and even some for center field and pitcher. But first, second, and right looking due west, and that sun is peeking out from the clouds right now. That is really tough. All right, Bronzini is ready. The runner's going. The 0-2 pitch, a curveball. It's up the third base line, and it's foul. Parzich has fouled off a couple of those two strikes as he continues to battle at the plate. 0-2 the count. Well, that time. Tallahassee has Mike Harrison coaching to first. Nicholas Gray coaching over at third for this ball club. Let's see if they're going to send West again. Navarre is holding him on, and Bronzini steps off and sends West back to the bag. Bronzini will come set. Checks the runner. Pitch home is fouled again down the right side. Boy, this is a great at bat by Parzich. The three-hole hitter's fouled off three now with two strikes. He continues to battle. Boy, great crowd turned out here tonight for this championship game. Both teams, despite as far away as they are from home, have a lot of fans here. I was talking to the Tri-County coach, Tri-Valley coaches, rather, before the game, and they've got an early call in the morning. I'll tell you after this pitch. Here comes the 0-2. The runner's going. Pitch is inside for ball one. The throw is not in time. It's in the center field, but not far enough for West to move. So West with a stolen base, and it's a 1-2 count on Parzich. Yeah, Tri-Valley said they have to be on the road at 4:30 in the morning. They head down to Little Rock and fly out of Little Rock early in the morning, head to Houston, from Houston on to San Francisco, and making that trip, the drive home from San Francisco. 1-2 now, the count. Bronzini checks again, the pitch, swing and a miss. Well, I tell you, that was a great battle with Bronzini and Parzich, and Bronzini is going to win this one. So two down, and Cody Ashley, the third baseman, will step to the plate. Go, Cody! Go. Ashley stepping in from the right side. Bronzini will check the runner. And this first pitch is going to be a slow one inside for ball one. Bronzini a little different stance on the pitching mound. Usually you'll see the pitcher's feet pretty well parallel, but he has his front foot much farther in front of the back foot. Kind of an odd stance. He'll check the runner. And now the pitch, and the pitch is, umpire is going to say no pitch. The batter had stepped out, and the umpire never called time, but the umpire says no pitch. I never saw Ashley ask for time. He may have verbally done that and couldn't hear it, but that was kind of odd. So the count's still 1-0. Here's the pitch, and a swing and a miss by Ashley for strike one. Kevin Stanfield waiting to bat next for Tallahassee if Ashley keeps it going. West is your runner at second, walked and stole the base. He's there with two down. Next pitch is going to catch the outside corner. It's 1-2. 1-2 to Ashley. Bronzini will come set high about the bottom of his chin. And a swing and a miss, and he strikes out the side. So Tallahassee does not score. In the top of the first, we'll head to the bottom of the first. Tallahassee 0, Tri-Valley coming up. You're listening to the Babe Ruth World Series Championship game on Classic Hits 101.7.
Allison here from KT's Smokehouse. We want to welcome everyone to the Babe Ruth 13-year-old World Series. In between games, come see us at KT's for the best barbecue around. We've got daily specials, family packs to feed everyone. You can dine in or carry out. If you've been craving world-class barbecue, take a break and head to KT's. We're located just west of Mountain Home on Highway 62 in Gasville. KT's wishes good luck to all the teams. KT's Barbecue and Catering, we're smoking.
Town & Country Discount Foods would like to congratulate the Mountain Home Blue Storm and all of the other teams for making it to the Babe Ruth World Series. The staff at Town & Country Discount Foods believes hard work and going the extra mile is exactly how to keep customers coming back. While you're here, visit Town & Country Discount Foods and enjoy their fabulous selection of bakery items, hand-cut meat, and fresh produce. Congratulations to all the teams of the World Series and welcome to Mountain Home.
Kicks and Flips and Studio H are tumbling with excitement as they cheer on Mountain Home Blue Storm in the Babe Ruth World Series. Kicks and Flips and Studio H fall classes will be starting soon. Sign up today at kicksandflipsmh.com. Studio H and Kicks and Flips offer dance and gymnastic classes for kids of all ages. They also have bar and jazzercise classes for adults. Kicks and Flips and Studio H are proud to cheer on Blue Storm as they compete in the Babe Ruth World Series.
Back at McLean Family Park, we'll move to the bottom of the first inning. Tallahassee did not score in the top half. So Tri-Valley, California will come to the plate. Tri-Valley will send McMillan, Salisbury, and Navarez to the plate. Navarez, the big first baseman, finishing his warm-up pitches on the mound is Noah Gellibert for Tallahassee. There's a pitch count for the pitchers, but we'll see. And it didn't matter who pitched last night. Everybody's available here tonight as far as the coaches are concerned here in this championship game. The teams met on Monday. It was the last game of pool play, and Tri-Valley won that one 14-0. And you know, Tallahassee has wanted nothing more than a chance to get back, have another chance at them here in this tournament. And they've got it here. There's a strike to McMillan. Peyton McMillan, the shortstop. He leads things off here in the first for Tri-Valley. Next delivery is going to miss low and outside. It's ball one. Of course, Tri-Valley, California. We had Tri-County, Arkansas in the tournament as well. Catcher West setting up on the outside part of the plate. And this one is fouled back towards the screen. It's 1-2. Infield, outfield, pretty much straight up. For McMillan, the leadoff hitter, the third baseman Ashley playing even with the bag. And he'll creep in a little bit as the pitch is thrown. There's a two ball high, so it's 2-2 now to McMillan. Two to the count now. This one is hit left side. The third baseman, Ashley, plays it on one hop. Throw to first. Nice scoop by Kirkham. The first baseman, he plays it on a hop as well. And they'll get the out. Tell you what, it's such an advantage with this turf. You're going to get a true hop pretty much every time. Unless it manages to find a seam. And we haven't seen any of that at all this week. That's something you see in the majors, too. You see those third basemen, shortstops, especially if they go deep in the hole and have to make a long throw, they'll use the turf to their advantage and bounce it over. Here's Chase Salisbury at the plate, takes the first pitch for a strike. 0-1, this is Chase Salisbury. Tanner Salisbury bats fifth. They both play in the outfield. West setting up on the outside part of the plates, and the pitch is going to miss for ball one, just outside. Umpires all week have been very generous with that outside part of the plate. Most coaches will like that. They'd rather see the batters swing than not. Here's a fly ball into deep right field. Over Parsons' head. Salisbury around first. He will head around second. He's going to dig for three, and here's the throw. He is in time. It is a one-out triple for Chase Salisbury. Parsich did not take a good angle to the ball, and it got over his head. He came in and didn't read it well off the bat, and it is a triple for Salisbury. Jaron Navarez, the first baseman, will come to the plate. He bats from the left side. Tri-Valley trying to strike first here in this first inning. First pitch he sees is high for ball one to Navarez. Gallibert is ready to work again. Here's that next pitch. Low and West, a good job behind the plate to block it. It's 2-0. Navarez at the plate. Eva Lockwell waiting to bat next here for Tri-Valley. We're scoreless. We're in the bottom of the first, but Tri-Valley threatening here with a runner at third and one down. Next pitch is high. It's ball three to Navarez. Navarez up there, the 3-0 count. You would think he'd be taking here. And he is, and it's ball four. So that's going to bring the cleanup hitter. Bevilacqua will come to the plate. He's playing third this evening. And now runners at first and third here for Tri-Valley. Pitcher Gellibert is working with the rosin bag behind the plate. He and West had a conversation. Now West heads back behind the plate. We'll see if Navarez is going to be running or not. He's got a pretty good size lead to first base. Wide open stance for the batter, and the pitch is high. The runner is going, and it is a stolen base for Navarez. I know a lot of folks would say indifference, defensive indifference. We'll credit Navarez with the stolen base. So runners at second and third. One down. Bevilacqua up there with a 1-0 count now. The front foot way towards the outside part of the batter's box, and the pitch misses inside. That's right where West wanted it. He set up inside. It was just a little too far inside. 2-0 the count. umpires generally don't give you a whole lot on the inside. They'll give you quite a bit on the outside, though. Pitch is foul, left side, and this one is going to get out of play. The third baseman, Ashley, over to give it a look, but it's out of play. So 2-1 now to Bevilacqua. Tanner Salisbury waiting to bat next. It's Chase Salisbury that runs at third right now. Lavarez at second. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Ooh, a curveball. Nice pitch. It's in for a strike. Gellibert going back to that rosin bag. He's ready to work again. 2-2. Let's see what they want after that curveball. Here's the 2-2. And he throws it behind him with a fastball, and it fills the count 3-2. The count to Bevilacqua. Gellibert is set. The pitch. Ground ball left side. The third baseman has it. Here comes the play to the plate. And the throw is offline. And the run scores. And Tri-Valley has scored first in this ball game. Well, the third baseman, Ashley, charged it. Had a play at the plate, but his throw sails high and to the left of the catcher. Salisbury scores, and it's 1-0. So Bevilacqua runs at first. Navarez at third, and that brings Tanner Salisbury to the plate. He's the right fielder. Here's the runner at first going. The pitch is taken for a strike. The runner at first, Bevilacqua, goes, and he stands there after the stolen base. Don't see many teams, especially at this level, make that throw to second base with runners at the corners. As the young men mature and get older, they'll make that throw sometimes. Here's a ground ball. Left side is foul just outside the runner, Navarez. And he was in foul territory, and that's what coaches teach those young men. If you get hit with a foul ball, it's just a foul ball. If you're running the bases, of course, in fair territory and get hit with that batted ball, then you're out. Good job by Navarez, making sure he was in foul territory. Here's the 0-2. Just off the outside corner. The Tallahassee fans wanted that call. West set up out there. And I'll tell you, it was a good job by Gellibert to hit his spot. He was just a little too far out, didn't get the call. 1-2 to Salisbury. Runners at second and third. Next pitch is high, and that's where West wanted it. Tell you what, Gellibert doing a pretty good job of hitting his spots. They tried to get Salisbury to chase that one. He didn't go for it. So it's 2-2. Runners at second and third here for Tri-Valley. The 2-2 pitch. Grounded left side, foul. Good job by Josh Navarez, the third base coach. Jim Salisbury coaches first for this ball club. Bill Hofs is the, Hafes rather, is the manager. So the count's still 2-2 on Salisbury. Here's the pitch. It's ripped into left field. Base hit. One run will score. They're going to hold the other runner as the left fielder Merricks gets it in quickly. So it's 2-0 Tri-Valley. And Salisbury picks up the RBI.
Pitcher number 15,
that's the second hit of the inning here for Tri-Valley. And time called, and making the trip out for Tallahassee is Jim Hay. He's the Tri-Valley with a couple of runs here in this top half of this first inning. Chase Salisbury started with a triple. Actually, there was one out when he tripled. Navarez with a walk and a stolen base. Bevilacqua brings in a run with that fielder's choice, the play at the plate. Throw was wide. And then Tanner Salisbury with an RBI base hit. So 2-0 our score, and Nick Bronzini will step to the plate now for Tri-Valley. This Tri-Valley program, their 15s are also in a World Series championship game tonight down in Tennessee. The 15s won World Series championships as 13 and 14. They're going for three in a row. The runner, Salisbury, will head to second. He will get the stolen base. The runners at second and third now for Tri-Valley. So they're 15s playing for a World Series championship. The program has made 17 trips to the World Series, and they've won 7 World Series championships. 2-0 the count to Bronzini. Tallahassee Ball Club, they have 5 World Series championships in their program history. They've had their program for 52 years. Next delivery to Bronzini is low for ball 3. A video was sent to Tallahassee. Some of their former players sent videos to the team today to try to get them pumped up for this game tonight. I'm going to mention some of those names here in just a second. Here comes that 3-0. And it's low, ball 4, and the bases are loaded. So first, second, and third here for Tri-Valley. The bases loaded, and Matt Gonzalez, their left fielder, will come to the plate. Hits it in the air, left side, foul territory. The third baseman, Ashley, will make the catch. A big second out here for Tallahassee. Tallahassee, they had videos from Dean Palmer, 1982 Babe Ruth World Series champion at Tallahassee, 15 years in the majors. Of course, a great third baseman for the Texas Rangers, over 300 career Major League home runs. He sent a video today. Several FSU football players did, Derwin James, DeAndre Francois, and J.J. Constino. Mike Martin, a former Tallahassee Babe Ruth player, now an FSU baseball associate head coach, sent a video to this team as well. Rodman at the plate, by the way, the catcher for Tri-Valley up there with a 2-0 count. David Ross of the Chicago Cubs, former Babe Ruth player for this Tallahassee ball club, he sent a video as well. Wishing them good luck here in this championship game. There's a called strike to Rodman, 2-1. So some big names have played for this Tallahassee ball club. Rodman at the plate with a 2-1 count. Bases loaded and 2 outs. Here's the next pitch. This is hit in the air into left field. Merrick's over, makes the catch. So Tri-Valley sends 8 men to the plate here in this first inning. They score 2. They leave the sacks jammed at the end of 1. It's Tri-Valley 2, Tallahassee 0. You're listening to the Babe Ruth World Series Championship game on Classic Hits 101.7.
If you're craving cool summer salads with crisp, fresh veggies, meat, and homemade dressings, or pasta dishes including spaghetti, fettuccine, and lasagna, along with real stone hearth baked pizza loaded with the finest toppings, then House of Pizza is where you belong. House of Pizza is under new ownership, but they still have the same delicious food from appetizers to desserts, as well as ice cold beer and wine. When you're hungry for lunch or dinner, come on over to our house, House of Pizza in Mountain Home, 40 Plaza Way by Walmart.